Alex Rodriguez is sorry. The New York Yankees infielder wrote a five-paragraph letter to baseball fans this week, apologizing for what he calls the mistakes that led to my suspension. He missed all last season for that suspension for using performance-enhancing drugs, but he's still under contract and plans to report to Yankees spring training next week. How will he be greeted? Mike Pesca is here now as a sports analyst. He also hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. And Mike, start with the players. You know, will they forgive him? What's that like?
Well, in the history of these roiling steroid scandals, players usually forgive because it's a fraternity, and I think that they have less sanctimony and they understand the realities of the game. And even maybe there's also a bit of omerta. So there have been a lot of cases in the past where a player has admitted or done the version of what A-Rod did, which is sort of address it to stave off a time-consuming press conference. And those players, especially if they can contribute baseball-wise, have never been shunned from clubhouses.
Well, I'm wondering if that's going to be the determination of how the fans receive him, how well he plays. Will they forgive him?
Well, Yankee fans will. So the history of A-Rod is this. He is in this category that I call the, ooh, I hate his stupid face category, which is you ask someone, what do you think about a person? This is sometimes said about politicians, and they might be able to sputter out one or two descriptions of why they don't like him from a logical basis. So with A-Rod, it would be, ooh, dishonest or smarmy or cheat. But then they just say, I hate his stupid face. He inspires this visceral reaction. And so Yankee fans, if he has just hit a home run the day before or gone 3-for-4, they might say, yeah, we accept him on the team. But, you know, right now he's going to be a part-time DH. He's going to back up Chase Headley at third base. He is not going to have that many opportunities to contribute offensively. So even though he is the highest paid player in baseball, he has so many superlatives around him. Highest paid player, longest suspension for steroids, longest tenured player in the game. Not the oldest, but remember, he came up when he was a teenager. So he'd been playing since 1994. I don't know how many more home runs he has in his bat.
Even though the Yankees are going to pay him $61 million over the final 3 years of the contract, what do you think? You just said you don't think he maybe has those runs.
Yeah, I think that especially because if you look at the fact that he took a year off and he has as many miles as he does. Now, on the all-time home run list, he's fifth. He's six behind Willie Mays. He very well could pass Willie Mays. But then it's another 54 to a guy named Babe Ruth, who the Yankees hold pretty dear. And so I don't know if the Yankees, even though they're saddled with Alex Rodriguez for 3 years, I would think that that is the very definition of ambivalence to see Alex Rodriguez chase down Babe Ruth on the all-time home run list. Yeah.
Well, his suspension followed Major League Baseball's investigation of Biogenesis, the clinic in Florida, near where he lives. Its owner, Anthony Bosch, sentenced to 4 years in prison this week after pleading guilty to conspiracy to distribute testosterone. So where are we on this issue? In just a few seconds here, is this kind of closing the door?
Baseball would like it to be, but there are so many different kinds of non-steroid drugs like hormones that perhaps are still rampant. We really don't know. Baseball, alone among the sports, the North American team sports, really ties itself in knots about the steroid issue. And I think it has to do with the history of the sport and all-time records and just the feeling that you'd like the game to be more pure than a gladiatorial game like football. But the answer is it's not.
Mike Pesca, who hosts the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com, and here at Here and Now. Mike, we like your face.
Thanks. I'll take it.